the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Good morning. So glad you're here. Hey, make sure you follow us Twitter and Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. So this is going to hurt your ear holes. This is honestly my biggest fear that I sound this bad. Let me kick it off with this. Live the Web Grill, you found this audio, but this is what I think it's out of Toledo, Ohio, and it's news reporters trying to use like slang words, and it sounds painfully awkward.
It's so, so bad. It, like, makes me cringe.
All right, check this out.
Good morning, TPS students. It is testing week, and it's time to slay all day.
Yeet. Stay woke, beyond fleek, and get that Gucci breakfast.
Goals. Say bye, Felicia, to that testing stress. Weather's going to be turnt, right, Chris?
Yes. Toledo weather going to be V-lit during testing week. A hundo P chance of success. You've got this, kids. Steve, how about that traffic? Are we looking
better than we're talking turn, FOMO, won't be an issue. No traffic problems around any TPS schools to keep you from taking those tests.
Now, I don't know why they were doing all those slang words, but I imagine that's what Liv thinks I sound like when I try to say cool words.
Yeah, 100%. That was actually pretty impressive. I mean, they really crammed a lot in there.
Oh, they crammed a lot in there. Like the yeet, that one. Made my ears bleed.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It was impressive, Alex, that they
cringy.
Crammed all of it in there, but yes, it was very cringy. Well, I kind of wanted to accompany this with this topic. What's the most annoying slang words that you can't stand? This is like the most annoying slang words Americans want gone. They want people to quit saying them. A researcher surveyed not many people, about 2,000 adults, and found that these are the slang words that they dislike. GOAT, meaning the greatest of all time, topped the list with overall 10% of people, said, you know what, can we please stop saying, oh, he's the goat, she's the goat. Bay came in second with over 8%, followed by hangry. Man, we say that every day. With nearly 5% out of those 2,000 people. Gucci, that was played in that clip, with over 4%. And ghost, like as in ghosted probably, round out the top 5 with about 4% of people. Once again, it's only 2,000 people, so how are you really going to get that many results?
I would say Gucci and yeet are the most annoying to me.
I don't think I ever hear anybody say Gucci unless I'm listening to a song. I'm just saying, like, in my everyday life when I go places, I don't hear people younger than me or older than me or my age, and everybody's like, Gucci! Like, I never hear that. Are you saying you hear that?
Yeah, I hear that.
I do.
For sure. I think that yeet is like, I never got on the yeet
that's
train.
Old, but that's so
I
old.
I had a roommate in college in our sorority house that said it all of the time. And like, it made me like ruin what I thought of her. Like, that's how annoying I thought it was. But I like Gucci.
Yeet!
I'm trying to think. There's something else you said. Oh, yeah. Bye, Felicia. I'm sick of that.
Oh, my gosh.
That annoys
that
me.
Needed to go like 3 years ago.
But what about fetch?
What does fetch even mean?
Stop trying to make fetch cool. It's never going to be cool, Alex.
Wait, is it a word?
It's a joke from Mean Girls.
Oh, I guess I need to watch that movie then.